Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. If she posted a topless shower photo online, I don't know that I'd kill her, but I may comment on it and say that we need to chat. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I would feel the same about you. Like, why?
Yeah, well,
show me your body. You don't have to post it for all the ladies out there.
Well, you give the people what they want, Teresa. That's the number one rule in life, is you give the people what they want.
I'll remind you of this once I post the half-naked photo.
No, we are not. We are not those exhibitionist type people.
Not at all.
But Adnan may be a serial killer. There was speculation. There was Tiger Lily who said, hey, even if he was a serial killer, I think I would still love him and be with him. And now he's just throwing around things like, yeah, I'd kill you. with no hesitation, just you do that? Well, I'd kill you.
Fair enough.
Somewhat alarming. Somewhat alarming the way that rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still kicking as far as we know. So.
As far as we know, we're still waiting for that 90-day Dateline crossover.
I
don't think it's that far.
I always thought it's gonna be Jasmine on it.
Ooh. Right. You could see that. Yeah. Or Angela.
Not even killing Gino, just like cutting his penis off. Remember you told me there was a crazy lady?
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, who did that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a simpler time back in the Bobbitt era where I feel like a story like that could last 10 years. I feel like these days there's a Bobbitt-esque story every other week.
True.
Right?
True.
Back then, it was a more quaint time where you get a Bobbitt story, and that was just the talk of the schoolyard for a good 6-7 years.
Talk of the schoolyard?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
That's a good question. I don't know. Middle school?
Okay.
Elementary school? I don't know. I really don't know, but I was going to say it scarred me, but
I can see why. Nothing
in comparison to how it scarred John Bobbitt.
Ooh.
The other John.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyways, we're not here to talk about that, although for some reason we talk about the Bobbitts quite a bit on this podcast.
I know. This is definitely not the first or the second time we brought them up. But we're here to talk about Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 10.
Wow.
Okay, 10? And I never do this.
I know.
I was just trying to improvise a little.
I like it.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad you do.
A regular inking Corona over here just working on our improv skills.
Ooh, look at that.
Yes, and. All right. Yes, we are not here to talk about The Other Way either. We're here to talk about B90. Before we do, we are talking about The Other Way on our other channel, on the premium feed on Patreon and Supercast. We're going to be talking about it for a few more weeks. Now we're going to be talking about Last Resort Season 2.
Listen, I am enjoying The Other Way, but the previews of The Last Resort,
they look pretty steamy. I mean, not Bobbitt-esque. I don't think anyone's losing a genitalia. No,
yeah,
but
a genitalia.
No, you are correct.
A genital?
Yeah, I was trying to put a little romance on it. I don't think anyone's losing anything over there, but you never know. As you said, Jasmine is on the program. So we're going to be rounding out The Other Way for the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to talk about Season 2 of Last Resort. So if you want to hear our thoughts on all of that, join us on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. That coverage starts at the Cousins Club level, audio only. Family Affair gets you a video of that pod plus a monthly bonus. It's ad-free at all levels. If you're on the Patreon, there's a chat feature. It's fun. We do random bonuses. We just did a Halloween bonus.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Where we talked about Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And we were in costume.
We love being in costumes.
We love being in costume. We were in costume, and you may have seen, if you didn't see the costume, well, get on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod, because we posted a photo of that costume over there. I don't even want to share. Let's not even say what the costume was. Let's drive a little traffic.
Yeah.
Drive a little traffic, Theresa. So Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can see what we dressed up for Halloween. And you can message us, hang out over there. It's a good time. Call in, share your thoughts. We love to hear from you guys on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod.
Correct.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as our Halloween costume. I'm literally driving it.
You can tell we don't plan this show whatsoever.
Oh, I did plan to say that.
No, I know, but I was like, we're not going to tell you what the costume is because we're going to drive traffic. And now you're like, smash it as hot as our Halloween costume.
Which yeah.
I assume you were about to share what it was.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I'm driving the traffic.
Drive traffic. Beep, beep. All right. So smash it as hot as that. And last but not least, you guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you haven't left a review, it would be awesome if you could. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear. All right. That's the business. Before we get into this episode, what do you say we do a little 90 day by the way?
Let's hear what you've got, because I did not help you.
No, and I could have used a little help this week.
You should have asked.
Let's start there.
You should have asked.
Let's see.
I had something.
Drive.
I didn't send it to you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, I got two, and you can tell me if one is what you shared. All right. By the way, number one, and this whole story, this whole first, by the way, I'm rating A for allegedly. Okay.
Okay.
So take it with a grain of salt. According to blogger Shabooty, okay, Colt and Courtney of Courtney, they got something going on.
What?
Now, I'm not going to say it's romantic, but there's some sort of relationship taking place. Again, allegedly, this is rated A for allegedly. So here's the story, according to Shabooty. Colt started taking Ozempic to help him lose weight.
Okay.
Who hasn't?
I mean, everyone is on Ozempic lately. I mean, we have so many friends who are on Ozempic.
Hey, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
So apparently there's a lot of side effects. One of them being bone density loss or brittle bones.
Okay.
Now we know, this is confirmed, that Colt had been recovering from a broken femur that he broke while filming the first season of Last Resort. While jumping on the trampoline. Those things are dangerous. So he broke it. Once you break a bone, you're more vulnerable for a re-injury. Now on top of that, he's taking Ozempic, which has these side effects. So he was down in Mexico filming season 2 of The Last Resort, right? If at first you don't succeed, try again. So he's going for season 2. While he's there, allegedly, same exact thing happened. He shattered his femur again.
Wait, jumping on a trampoline?
I don't know if there's a trampoline involved, but apparently he broke his leg again, okay?
Wait, why would he be filming The Last Resort if he divorced Vanessa a while ago?
Didn't we say he was on the show? I thought we said Colt was on it.
Colt?
Yeah.
On The Last Resort?
Oh, no, sorry. I take it back. Not Last Resort. Season 1, when he broke his bone, was Last Resort.
Yeah.
This was that Mexico 90-day house show.
Oh, the house. Okay,
yes.
Okay,
there's
okay.
There's too many spin-off stories. I'm getting confused.
I mean, I'm here for it. But.
So thank you for clarifying. Yes, season 1, he broke a bone during Last Resort. Season 2, he's in Mexico filming the 90-day house show. Courtney was also down there filming. We knew that. Well, apparently when he broke his leg again, he's unable to film. So TLC says, all right, you can leave now. And the word on the street is he went to Courtney's home in Orlando to rehab.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. And we know Courtney was down there as well filming, so she would have had to leave with him. Maybe she took off early too, or she just said, here's my keys. You can go stay at my house. Like, I don't know.
Wait, it sucks. I kind of wanted to see what's up with him on the house.
Again, rated A, allegedly. It's a developing story. We'll see. We'll see. But that's, by the way, number one.
All right. Not bad.
Yeah. All right. How about by the way, number two?
Let's hear it.
Bilal and Shida have revealed the gender of their baby.
Okay, what is it?
All right, well, there's a vlog if you want to watch.
Oh, I don't. Can you tell me?
There's like a 13-minute vlog. You guys know they're quite the YouTubers. They got quite the following now. And so they just dropped a video of their gender reveal. They went out on a boat. Mm-hmm. Into a lake with some friends and family. Those who weren't there in person attended via Skype on a laptop sitting in the boat. It was quite the scene to see like a full Google meeting happening on this
boat?
Pontoon. Yeah. And so Bilal and Shida, they grabbed those colored smoke cannons,
mm-hmm.
popped those things off, and what do you think they're having? You got a 50% chance of getting it right.
I think they're having a girl.
They're having a boy.
You know what's funny? I was gonna say a boy, and then usually I like to question myself as Pariyush, so I switched to a girl. So yeah. Of course, they're having a boy.
Okay, they're having a boy. Congrats to them. What do you think you're having, Teresa?
I really don't know.
Yeah,
but here is the beauty of not knowing. We don't have to do gender reveal.
Our gender reveal is going to be when it slides out from between your legs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, is there or is there not a penis?
That's our smoke cannon.
Yeah. I love it. I honestly am enjoying the fact that I don't know because I think it's helping me being a better person because I love having control over a lot of things.
Yeah.
And this is something I wouldn't have control over regardless. So just waiting, it's been beautiful.
Here's an update for you. I don't think I've shared this with you, but I'll share with our friends and you all at the same time. The first 5-6 months of the pregnancy, I really felt like it was a girl. Recently, I'm feeling like it's a boy.
I'm feeling like it's a boy too. I don't know why though.
I don't know why. Now, like in the beginning, I pictured myself girl dad. And now, as it's getting closer, I'm like, oh, I think it's a boy. I think I'm going to be like doing boy stuff with it.
I picture myself as either, but I think if it's a girl, it's going to be more of a tomboy type of girl.
Yeah, well, we'll let the freshie do whatever it wants to do. It's up to them.
Yeah, but I feel like we can...
Could steer them in the right direction.
We can steer them in the right direction of like things we like to do too. And
yeah.
I just hope they like dinosaurs and seals.
Well, we're going to find out quickly because that's all we have for them. Huh. All right. There's fireworks going on in our backyard. So if you guys hear something going on, don't worry. We're safe. For some reason, people are celebrating the 3rd of November.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. All right. That is 90 Day, by the way. What do you say we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 10.
Let's do it.
Niles and Matilda and a whole lot of perfume.
I did not get that.
When you're spraying perfume in your ears, you've gone too far. And I think there's a big question mark around how do you apply perfume. There is no one right way to eat a Reese's. And I think everyone does it differently, but I think there's only a few ways that people would suggest you do it. Spraying it directly into the ear canal is not one of those ways.
No. And also, why did she spray so much perfume on him? Niles doesn't strike me as a smelly person.
No, they both seem like they've got their hygiene on point.
Yeah.
And a couple, two to three sprays max, maybe hit the spray in the room, walk through
it.
You're good. I mean, she dumped half a bottle on them.
I did not get it. And he didn't even pick up on it.
No. Maybe it feels good. Maybe it was more water than anything else. Maybe because people do spray water on their face to kind of cool down. But I was just very confused and overwhelmed by someone who can get headaches easily from strong scents, and you being pregnant, that being the senses are extra stimulated. I was just like, wow, I've never seen this before, but you do you.
Yeah, I made a mistake in my early pregnancy that I took some of my friends' candle making, and guys, I got so nauseous. And it was at the time that no one knew I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So I was making candles and being very, very nauseous because I smelled about 150 candles to make my own candle. And that was brutal.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. So I felt for Niles, but he felt nothing.
Nah, he was doing his own thing. So today is the day Niles is going to meet Matilda's family in Kumasi. So they're getting ready for that. Maybe that's why they're freshening up for that. And it's a big, important meeting because this is the meeting that Niles has to break the news. Hey, we're not getting married on this trip.
Yeah. So instead of being on the bus for 7+ hours or whatever it was for Matilda coming over, they'll fly, which is just an hour. But here's the fun fact. Matilda has never been on a plane, and she's freaking out a little bit.
Oh, and I was thinking about this. If I was her, I would also be freaking out for a couple of reasons. One, this was a prop plane. This wasn't a Delta. This wasn't a 747.
Okay.
Okay. This was a prop plane. On top of that, I don't know when the first time I flew was, but it was definitely when I was in the single digits. It must have been when I was 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. So getting that under your belt when you're still kind of, Karen, is good. She's in her 20s.
True.
The fears, I think, are a lot more potent when you're at a certain age. You have that fear of dying that you don't have when you're 7.
True.
So for the first time flying to be in your 20s on a prop plane, maybe the perfume, she was trying to get high on it or something so that it would numb the fears. But I see why she was nervous.
Well, I first flew when I was 11 or 12. By myself, I flew to Greece.
Okay.
My parents and I, for the first time I flew with my parents, it was like 5 years later when we came to visit my family in the U.S., and that was the first time my parents ever been on a plane, and they were in their 40s.
Yeah,
But ever since my parents, especially my mom, they've traveled a lot. They've been here so many times. Like, they've traveled quite a bit. But up to that point, we did travel, but we drove to Croatia. We drove to Italy. We drove to the Alps. Like, we were driving everywhere because it was just cheaper than flying.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I say start them young. Get them in the plane as young as you can get them in there.
True.
So they're going to be staying at a hotel in Kumasi. Matilda's got a bunch of family at her house, so just going to be more comfortable for them to stay at a hotel. This is music to Niles' ears, too, because it gives them a little more time before he has to come face-to-face with the family and break the news.
Yeah, because In Matilda's house, a lot of her family members live in there. So it wouldn't just be like meeting mom and dad. Yeah. It would be meeting literally everyone. Like when I met your family.
If you guys are new to this podcast, you may have not heard that story. But hey, I'm pleading innocent over here because I didn't know. I wasn't putting two and two together. The long story short is,
you brought me home on a Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. 6 months into the relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I'm going home for Father's Day. Do you want to come home? And
it was a huge deal for me. Was it a huge deal for you?
It was so big for you. You were breaking out in hives. I remember running around the Upper East Side like the morning of.
Yeah, we had to go to the H&M because I had hives everywhere and I had no nice shirt to cover it. So we had to get like a nice collar shirt.
Yeah.
That's light enough because it was also hot as fuck outside.
But silly me, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be my mom and my dad and my sister. It's Father's Day. And so come celebrate Father's Day. And come on. And you can vouch for me because we got to the house and you met my mom. I don't even know if my dad was there at that point.
Yeah. We went, they were sitting at the patio in the back.
Yeah.
And we sat with them. And I was aware of your dad being a psychologist, so I knew he's reading me, but I was a step ahead. I was reading him.
But then we go inside.
Yeah.
And we're walking like towards the dining room. I'm like, Mom, why are there like 16 chairs set up in here? And my mom's like, because we're having a cookout for Father's Day. And so come to find out the next day, like aunts and uncles and grandma.
Everyone.
But it was like a band-aid. You get right off.
I know. There was a part of me that I enjoyed it. I mean, I did enjoy it because everyone was very nice. But at the moment when I heard you and I'm seeing the chairs, I'm realizing everyone's coming. I'm like, I only have one shirt that covers the hive. So I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, it was great though.
No, it was a lot of fun. And look at us. Look at us now.
Look at us now. So Niles had to get his hair cut before meeting the family. He wanted to look fresh. So he found a barber in the hotel. And as you do with your barber, with your stylist, you start chatting. You divulge way too much information. I don't know what it is about being in a barber chair, but you're just what it is sharing too much is less awkward than the silence. So you just end up talking and talking, right?
I don't like it. I'm getting better at it, but the issue is that my hair takes a while. And then once I do highlights, so once she starts putting the aluminum foil on my hair, it covers my ears. The salon is busy. I can't hear. She can't hear me. So we're having this weird conversation. We can't hear each other, having these weird answers. And it's just awkward to me.
It's almost like going to the dentist. When your hairdresser is blow drying your hair and trying to talk to you, it's the equivalent of the dentist having tools in your mouth trying to talk to you. You're like, we can't communicate like this.
I know,
just let's enjoy silence for 5 minutes.
It's the, we obviously go to the same dentist. It's the, what's the dental hygienist. She's so chatty. I'm like, I can chat with you if you're cleaning my teeth.
Yeah. Anyways.
Nice lady.
Very nice. Niles is getting his hair cut and telling the barber what's going on, why he's there, what he has coming up. And he brings up the wedding and how he's got to postpone it. And the barber's like, oh, you're disgracing the family. This isn't good. You're disgracing the family by saying you're going to get married and then not. They could curse you. They could put a curse on you.
Like a real curse.
Niles, a little caught off guard, doesn't know what this is, but he's like, this doesn't sound good. From everything I've heard about curses, this does not sound good. And the barber's like, yeah, because it could follow you. The curses, Matilda may not fly a lot. Curses, well-traveled. The curse could follow you back to America and spoil everything at home.
Well, okay, he didn't say he's going to marry her. The issue is that she started planning a wedding and he didn't tell her that he's not going to marry her. That's the issue.
True.
He proposed. She started planning. He didn't stop her.
True.
So I feel like if there was a curse, like, it shouldn't be a big curse. Should be like small one, like grow a tail. No?
Okay.
Like it's a small curse.
Yeah, maybe like a temporary curse. Like not something that lasts a lifetime. But like a bad week.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like prison sentences. You got to reserve the harshest penalty for the harshest crime. You know? It's like a misdemeanor what he did. You don't hit him with a full-on curse.
All right. I'll take your explanation.
Either way, Niles is like, good gravy.
Yeah, so they get into a cab, heading to the family's house, and Niles says he needs to choose his words very carefully because he doesn't want to offend anyone. He doesn't want to make a promise he can keep. And Matilda wants him to really tell the family exactly.
Yeah,
exactly what the plan is. And I think it's confusing Niles because I feel like up to this point, he thought he was being clear and clearly he was not.
Yeah. So Matilda wants to do a bit of a dry run, like a dress rehearsal of how Niles is going to share with her family. So he says, okay, well, I'm going to tell him that this first trip was to get to know you. We can live with each other, spend some time together, see how we interact. And so far we interact well. And we can make this work, but I don't think I ever said that we would get married during this 3 weeks. So that's where we're at. And Matilda's like, okay, you did, but just make sure you tell them we're going to do the knocking. And on the next trip, we'll get married.
Yeah, but she's nervous because she feels like her family might think it's disrespectful, that he's a liar.
Yeah. and not a man of his word, which is not good in any culture.
Yeah, Niall says, okay, well, but you guys can't curse me, okay?
Right, he threw out the curse. He was like, the barber told me I might get cursed. And then Matilda didn't even really address it. She kind of was like, yeah, what? Curse? I don't know about no curse.
I mean, she's aware of the fact that he may or may not get cursed.
Yeah. She's not going to say anything, though, at this point about it. So they get to the house. Quite the welcoming committee.
Yeah.
Large gathering. Aunts, uncles, mom, sister, friends. There was a baby there. A bit overwhelming for Niles.
But he was very good about it. Hugged everyone. Everyone was very interested in meeting him, right? It was very well. It was like an organized family gathering with a spokesperson.
Yeah, yeah. I think the person who could speak the best English was the moderator. And he's asking Niles, what is your mission here on our premises? And Niles says, Matilda and I have been dating a good long while now. So I wanted to come here. I wanted to meet her family, get to know her. And I'm thinking about marrying her.
Yes.
Family's like, all right, you're welcome in the family. We're happy that you're here. It's great to have you.
Yeah, but I don't think so. Niall's realizing that, okay, they think I'm marrying her on this trip. So he's going to reward what he just said and says, I'm here to do the knock door and on this trip and on the next trip, we'll get married.
Yeah, he was literally sitting there. It was the awkward silence that sometimes happens at the hairdresser. And he turned to Matilda and was like, I don't really know where to go from here. Like, I've issued my prepared statement. I don't know where to go from here. And she's like, tell him about the knocking. You'll come back for the wedding soon. And so Niles basically just regurgitates that. Matilda was basically using Niles as her ventriloquist dummy. Like, she was being the brains and Niles was just being the voice.
I mean, she knows her family best, but they should have rehearsed it previously.
Yeah. So it comes out. Niles is like, well, here to do the knock door. I'll come back for the wedding. And all of a sudden the family like breaks into this emergency meeting. And like, there's just a lot of chatter going on. Niles doesn't understand the language. So he's not sure what's happening. It doesn't look like it's going well.
No,
they're
it doesn't.
Like voting. And then they're finally like, all right, we accept the knocking.
No. They first said, well, it doesn't work like this in our culture. So.
Did they? Yeah, they said that, I think, to the camera, though. I don't know if they said that to Niles.
Yeah, but the family isn't happy, but they accept the knocking first. And because here's the thing. They say, okay, we accept the knocking. And then we're giving you 2 months to come back.
Deadline. There's a deadline.
Deadline. And Niles tells Matilda, well, I don't know if I can come back within 2 months. Like, might be too quick. So Matilda is telling him how to reward it once again, saying, okay, that's great. I will come back as soon as I can.
Yeah. Also, show the ring. Show the promise ring, because that means something. Really, I feel for Niles here, because he doesn't do well in large social gatherings and such situations. Although I thought he handled himself very well. But he also doesn't want to get cursed. And so he's dealing with that. A lot of us, we've met family for the first time. We've had to put on put our best foot forward. But we've never had the fear of getting cursed if we said the wrong thing. We got Niles over here worrying about getting cursed.
True. Well, luckily, the family discussed again and said they understood. And they accept it, and they're giving them their blessing.
Great. It's great news.
Yeah, and it's about, like, time to dine.
Yeah.
Setting up the tables. Beautiful.
And Niles went around, like, shook everyone's hand. He was, like, really, like, a politician, almost. Really good. Niles for president.
The only thing is that he needs to figure out the money for the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I just said Niles for president, and then I realized the election is basically like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yikes. Anyways, with that, I think I need to take a break. I think we will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, we're going to go to one of Teresa's favorite places on earth.
Yes, one of many, but one, yes.
All right, we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress, whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
Good, good.
Shall we dive in?
We shall dive into my new favorite couple, Vanya and Bojo.
It's very kind that you call them a couple.
I know. Bojo is such a loser.
I think Vanya needs a glam squad. We saw Tiger Lily had a glam squad. Vanya needs her own Cruz and Shay because she was making some interesting makeup choices.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand adults who get so obsessed with pink, but I guess there is something about a whole Barbie type of thing.
I don't mind the pink. I think pink is a statement color. I like it.
I don't wear pink. I don't like pink, but that's my preference. If people wear pink here and there, that's fine. Why not? She only wears pink.
Only wears pink. It was, for me, more the way it was applied than the color itself.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It was a little aggressive.
A little aggressive. But again, everyone does their makeup the way they want. I found my way. It took me a while. It's not very easy for me.
Remember that one time we went to Sephora and you were auditioning some like wild lipstick colors? You look like a corpse. I was like, try like a blue.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, okay.
I was like, do like a bold blue. And you're like, all right. And you put it on and I was like,
I mean, I did go through my punk era, but I was much younger. I feel like now it's like lingering in the background sometimes when I put my docs on, but I think that's as far as I go.
Yeah. Well, just wait a couple of years and we can embarrass the baby.
The freshie.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Bojo, for a guy with no money, he sure knows how to bring a gift or two. He was waiting for Vanya with vegan brownies and cake.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of our friends messaged us this. Thank you guys. That apparently we, or at least myself, missed it on the previous episode that he found that plant in the dumpster and he told his mom.
Oh.
The plant he brought to the airport, he said he found it in the dumpster.
For one, I definitely missed that. And two, that concerns me that he found this cake in a dumpster.
Also, how that cake cannot be vegan. I don't think Europeans know a lot about being vegan.
Oh, how dare you stereotype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you kidding me? You guys are so hip now. You guys are trying keeping up with the Kardashians. There's definitely not in your town, but I would say in Brno, there's vegan.
Okay, yeah, Prague, yes. Okay, big cities. There definitely is a fancy little bakery that's vegan, for sure. You think Bojo knows this type of things?
Yeah, because he knows everyone.
Okay.
I think so.
I wouldn't eat it if I was Vanya, because I'm sure there is an egg or two in it.
There's probably a pat of butter.
Yeah, for sure.
So he tells the camera, last night was awkward because we're each moving at different speeds. Vanya was like, sleep on the sofa, sleep on the bed, stay the night. And he was like, nah, I'm out of here. And so there's a little tension. It's a little awkward. But hopefully today we can start fresh and recreate the chemistry we had online.
Yeah, so this is interesting because we'll get there. But I think Vanya really likes him as a person and she's there to pursue a relationship, right? They had a chemistry online. I think she feels it now. I think for Bojo, he felt the chemistry online, but I don't think he's attracted to her as a person now when she landed. And they're on these two different wavelengths.
Yeah, I don't understand why, and we'll get to it in a second. All he knows at this point is her looks. And he's saying, oh, no, you're attractive. That's the best thing about you is your looks. There hasn't been enough time to get the ick or anything. So I don't know what would turn him off from her if he actually was attracted to her.
Well, she is a lot of energy. She's a lot. Like the jumping and she's a clingy.
Yeah.
You don't see it when you talk on... Not in Europe. You don't see it on FaceTime.
That's fine. But I don't think that bothers you. Within 12 hours. Maybe after 3 or 4 days, that would bother you.
Yeah, but I told you before, we talked about this many times. You go on a first date with someone. I know or knew before I met you, based on first 10 minutes, I knew if I want to see this person maybe one more time or absolutely not.
True.
You get something and it often doesn't have to do. I mean, for me, that ick could have been them wearing like really ugly shoes and that would do it for me. But it was just, there is something about being in other people's zones, right? I don't like when people I don't know are way too close to me. I don't like it. Unless I want them to be. Like, I allowed you, we hugged after our first date.
You better believe it.
We hugged. But normally, I wouldn't, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't even hug you.
Yeah.
And so it's, there's something about letting someone get in too close to you. It could be pheromones too.
Mm.
It could be the smell, right?
Right, you got to spray perfume in your ear.
So that can be something as silly as that. Or could be the ick that she was jumping up and down at the airport and it was overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
Once you get the ick with someone you don't know, that's it.
True.
That's it.
True. Well, lucky for us, we're treated to some more of Bojo's comedy. they're walking through the streets and he's doing a banana split joke and talking about how he's related to a statue. And then he shares one of his other gifts. He starts singing.
Yes. And Vanya is like, oh, that's the jokester that I like. That's Bojo.
This is what I've been waiting for. This is the comedian I fell in love with.
Ooh.
He actually is a better singer than he is joke teller.
Is he?
Yeah, I thought his voice was pretty nice.
I think it was because it was carrying through the old town.
Yeah, there was a place that had great acoustics and he performed there. But I thought it was pretty good.
Well, they're talking about meeting some of Bojo's friends tomorrow, which... Vanya's super excited about it because I think in her mind, it's a big step.
Totally.
I think for Bojo, it's like, okay, a friend of mine from the U.S. is going to meet my friends here in Split.
Totally. Bojo's like, well, my mom already thinks we're married. And Vanya got very excited about this. She's like, oh, what did you tell your mom? What did you have to say?
He's like, well... You're blonde, nice eyes. A bit about your personality.
Okay. All right. Did you tell anyone else about me? Yeah, I told my aunt. Well, what did you tell her? Told her the same thing. Told her you had nice eyes and you were beautiful. He's like, my favorite things about you, Vanya, are physical. So that's what I tell people.
Yeah, it's like, you're very pretty, but, you know, I see you more as a friend.
Yikes. And that came out of nowhere.
I know.
That normally takes a couple arguments, a few days, maybe a night alone in a hotel room. And it's like, well, I don't feel the romantic connection right now. That just came out of nowhere. He's one minute he's singing about vegan brownies, and the next minute he's like, you're beautiful, but you're a friend.
Well, I think he's picking up on the fact that for her, he's not just a friend. I'm telling you, he's sitting on a big, icky secret. If he tells her, hey, I'm 38, I'm unemployed, I have no career, I live with my mom, and I play basketball in the park. Yikes. I think Vanya would probably get back on whatever she met him on, Tinder or travel dating app, and try to look for someone else.
If anyone deserves to be cursed, it's Bojo. Because Vanya's like, we said we loved each other. Bojo, we said we loved each other. And he goes, I said that online. It's like now we're in person. So I said that online.
What a moron.
And Vanya, understandably, starts to lose it. She cannot keep her cool. And she doesn't understand that, hey, things take time. We did have a relationship online, but now we're in person and we need to work towards a more romantic relationship in person. She's just like, what?
Well, I'm team Vanya because she says, okay, if you're chatting with someone online, I would not have the patience for it because I don't trust people. So if you didn't want to meet me within like a week or two, then I think I would move on probably because I would be like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
Anyways, they've been talking online for a while. If he's talking to her all the time, telling her he loves her, he wants her to come, like he's giving her this false hope, right? So yeah. Of course she says, I took 3 weeks off of my life, my jobs and everything to come here and meet you. Like I have friends back in Orlando that I could hang out with over the weekend. Like I didn't come here to hang out with a friend.
I'm not totally team Vanya. I'm not team Bojo on this, but this is a real life relationship. This isn't Married at First Sight. This isn't Love is Blind. It's not like trust the experiment, trust the process. If Bojo meets a person and is not vibing her off the bat, he's doing the exact right thing, which is being honest.
Well, okay. I do appreciate him being honest. It's hilarious, but it's good that he is. But they should have had the conversation before her coming saying, hey, come, let's start as friends and see what
he didn't
goes.
Know he was going to want to start. He might, for all he knew, she's going to get off the plane and he was going to want to skip the cooking class and go straight to the bedroom. He didn't know how he was going to feel, but he's just taking it minute by minute now and being honest with her.
So I don't buy it because, okay, he definitely got whatever ick at the airport. You could tell that he's overwhelmed by her maybe being a little taller, jumping up and down, being all pink, being very energetic, right? But he knew this about her by talking to her on the phone. So it's like, you on the phone, you think you're going to be in a relationship and then you meet her in person, you think you're going to be friends?
So then why would he even entertain her coming? You would be much more upset and I think the world would be much more upset if he just banged her. He's like, oh, I'm attracted to you. He could easily have banged her the first night and then just been like, you know what? I'm not feeling it. I feel like he's doing the respectable thing and saying, I don't know, I'm attracted to you, but like, let's take our time because right now I don't feel the romance, but I do like you as a friend.
I don't think he's attracted to her. I think that's the issue.
You think he's lying about that?
I think when he says you're pretty, well, when you say someone's pretty, doesn't mean you have to be attracted to them.
True. And that's a great point because he was speaking almost objectively about her saying, oh yeah, mom, she has beautiful eyes, but it's like, but he wasn't saying, oh yeah, I'm so attracted to her, I'm so turned on by her.
Like as an example, everyone likes the guy who like played for the Patriots. What's his name?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Stud.
I don't find him attractive at all.
No.
There is something about his face that like he walked into the wall.
Well, he walked into a plastic surgeon's office.
Yeah, I don't find his personality sucks. Like, I don't find him attractive at all. However, if you ask me, is he a good looking person? I would be like, he's not bad looking. I'm just not attracted to him.
I'm taking the phones off the hook.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Sure.
Oh. You can say, oh, someone's pretty or someone's good looking, but then you're not, there is no attraction.
100%.
And I think that's what's happening. I think he looks at her. Sure, she's a tall, skinny, blonde. She is pretty, but he's not attracted to her.
I can see. I can see the point that you're making. Yeah, it's like The Office Hillary Swank, right? Is she hot? Is she beautiful? It's like, of course, no one would say she's unattractive.
Yeah.
But you don't want to bang every pretty person. You don't want to be in a relationship with every pretty person. There needs to be something more. And so, right, it's almost sad when you think about it that the only compliment Bojo can give when talking about Vanya is physical. And that's not even enough for him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, she's got great eyes. But that's not even enough for him. That doesn't make him want to be with her.
Yeah. But he says, you know, I haven't felt romantic. No romantic chemistry, but we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Let's move this thing right along. Let's head to South Africa and check in on our friends, Veya, Sonny, and Rory.
Yes. And oh, this was a golden segment, literally showing that 90 Dayers, they really and truly do zero research when they go abroad.
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh, yeah.
So, okay, it's the morning and Veya feels like it's probably over because she hasn't heard from Sonny. She texted him and he said, don't talk to me, leave me alone. So
you're heartless and you don't care about anyone's feelings.
Yeah, so she at the very least, she takes full responsibility for what went down.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, she doesn't think that, oh, okay, he's overreacting, because he really is not. She should have told him.
Yeah. And another good news, she's got her backup guy. She's got her rebound. She's got her booty call on dial. So she's going to go meet up with Rory at a shopping plaza.
At the market, like a street market.
Yeah. She didn't want to take any chances and have Rory come to her hotel or whatever. And then all of a sudden, Sonny sees them. So they're meeting in a neutral location. While she's waiting for Rory to arrive, she sees a street vendor. Okay. We've seen this time and time again on 90 Day Fiancé. A beautiful street vendor selling different fruits and tchotchkes and whatnot. And Veya says, oh, fruit.
Pineapple on a stick.
That sounds good. Why don't I get some fruit? Well, okay. How are you going to pay for that, Veya?
Well, she grabbed the pineapple, holding it already, and telling the street vendor, hey, you have Apple Pay, right? And this poor woman is like, cash?
That woman was like, Apple? No, that's a pineapple. I don't know what you're talking about, Apple. Or the Apple Pay. Tap the phone.
She's like, oh, you don't have Apple Pay?
Bitcoin? What's your Venmo? Just give me your Venmo so I can get out of here.
Well, so she's calling Rory and she's like, okay, so I'm at this getting a pineapple and they don't accept Apple Pay. And I have zero cash on me, which is a big... When you travel abroad, please have cash on you. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You should always, always have cash on you.
In the currency of the country.
Yeah, please, guys, always have cash on you. Luckily, Rory does. So he comes, he calls her rookie, gets a pineapple for himself, pays this poor woman.
Yeah.
And they start like kind of walking around and chatting.
I've never used Apple Pay.
I don't use it either. I probably should.
But I use whatever it is on my phone. Like I do have a card stored on my phone.
I do too.
And I can do like that side click face scan pay. And I do that quite a bit. But I've never waved my phone over a device and paid.
Yeah. How do you do the face scan?
You've done it too, no? It's like, it says Apple. So if you go to check out, you like click Apple and then you like have to click the side button twice or something.
I don't do that. I should.
Yeah. So That was a moment of comedy for all of us. And they go and they sit down and they're chatting. And Rory, it's so, I have an internal struggle with this storyline because it seems like Rory's a decent guy.
Yeah, I like Rory. I would be friends with him.
But wasn't he on Facebook trolling Sonny, like making comments and shit?
It was on Instagram, something.
So I'm like, man, on video, you seem nice. You seem understanding and supportive. Yeah. And cool. But then I hear like you're going online and just writing shitty comments.
It wasn't like a shitty comment. It was more like laughing emojis or.
Yeah. So I'm a little torn on Rory.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. But Rory's taking Sonny's side saying, well, no shit, he's upset.
Yeah. You need to be honest with him. Figure out a way to get him back. Open up a little. I know it's hard for you to trust people, but you need to try. So Vea takes it to heart. Finally, Sonny responded. He says, okay, I'm willing to talk. And Sonny wants to know why. Why didn't you tell me about Rory?
Yes.
So they meet up.
Yeah, so he comes over to the hotel. She has a bouquet for him.
This is, never seen this before, right? Gives Sonny a bouquet of flowers. Sonny's like, let's go talk on the balcony. And he says, I'm hurt. And I want to know why you did what you did.
Yeah. So she basically explains Rory to Sonny saying, I'm afraid. I never traveled by myself. I was afraid to travel. So I asked Rory. And the reason why is because we're very close. We're close friends. He knows my family. I know his family. He's been there for me when my brother passed away. We've been through so much. We even had a baby together that we lost, unfortunately. So we've been through so much, but it's not romantic. We're just friends.
Yeah, and that was sort of a drop the mic moment for her. Sonny knew about Vea's brother and knew about her brother passing. Never knew about the baby. And so once she...
I think she had a miscarriage, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Once she shared that with Sonny, there's really nothing you can say.
Yeah.
You're not going to win that argument. And so he's like, oh, okay. Well, now I understand why Rory is so important to you. Now I understand the significance of your relationship. And I don't want to come between you because clearly you guys have a special bond. If you want to be friends, I want you to be friends, but just be honest with me. Because that's what he said also earlier was like, it's not really about Rory being here. That's fine if you need a travel companion. It's the fact that you lied to me.
Oh, totally.
About it.
Totally. And so things seem to be fine. They hug. He's going to stay with her. Vea's happy. But he tells the camera saying, well, I don't know if I can be enough for her.
Because he would need to create a stronger bond with Vea than Rory has with her.
Yeah, but I think she wants that. Like, her and Rory have this tragic past. That, yeah, they're friends, but I do believe that they're just friends.
I think so, yeah. I think they would be together if they weren't.
Yeah, and I think she is ready for someone with a clean slate that they can start over without, you know, revisiting what happened in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see about these two lovebirds.
All right. Lovebirds, these two are not.
Oh, my gosh. Chidi and Renee. Like, Renee scares the shit out of me. She's so, like, she needs to come back to the U.S. and attend some aggression classes.
Couple seminars.
Like, she has a lot of issues. Like, we knew that she had issues, but I didn't realize how many issues she has with herself.
Oh, she has personality disorders. She's got anger issues. The list goes on.
I'm glad she lives in the middle of nowhere, just surrounded by aliens, because this girl cannot be in the public eye. I mean, she is right now, but...
Yeah, it's good to know they're out there, you know? Know what you're dealing with. So, okay. It's been 3 days since Renee has seen Chidi. Just a long 3 days of just sniffing socks. But earlier, Chidi said, we can meet at the beach. And Renee thinks, oh, this is a, he knows I love fishing. So this is a good sign. We're probably just going to throw a couple lines out there.
Yes.
And have a great afternoon.
So she takes the cab, meets Chidi at the beach, and they hug, hold hands, like nothing happened.
When she got out of the car, she was like, Chidi, what's up? Like, where the fishing pole? Like, she was so on another level.
Oh, yeah.
She could not read the room, did not understand the conversation that needed to be had.
I have to give kudos to Chidi's sister, who I assume picks his clothes, because he always looks really nice.
He's got a vibe.
Yeah. And I'm sure, again, I'm sure because of, you know, his blindness, I'm going to give kudos to his sister. Yeah. I can tell that she has some sense of fashion, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So he's looking nice. I mean, Rene is looking like Rene.
Yeah, he wasn't dressed to fish, Rene.
No, he wasn't. But he wanted to bring her to the beach.
So they're walking on the beach. They're talking. Chidi thought this was going to be a conversation where he said, you know what? It's over. There's no coming back from this. But he has like a change of heart when they meet.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years is 5 years. If you spend 5 years talking to someone, especially for someone like Chidi with his condition, like someone you open up with, that it's hard to give it up, even though he knows that she's a little nuts.
Yeah, so he was going there with the intention, I think, of saying it's run its course. Yeah. Then they meet and he's like, you're such a gift. I don't want to lose this. But he does want to bring up the sister drama. And so he's like, you know, before you came, you mentioned not liking sisters. And that's all Chidi had to say. Chidi, all he had to say was the word sisters.
Uh-huh.
And Renee's like, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. She goes from 0 to 100 within 2 seconds.
Maybe one day you'll find a woman who wants to spend all day with your sister, but it's not going to be me. It's like, whoa.
She goes on and on and on. And the producers are like, do you ever feel like you are overreacting about Chidi's sister? She's like, nope.
I see you sucking your sister's tits. You're never going to let go. You sharing the milk, Chidi? You sharing the milk, Chidi?
She's so disrespectful. Like, I wish Chidi could just run. I know he can't, but I wish he could.
Yeah, Chidi kept his cool. He was making a lot of sense. He's like, you've told me you've never been in a healthy relationship. Well, healthy relationships are not one-way roads. If you want people to respect you, you need to respect them. And he was 1,000,000% correct.
Yeah, and so he keeps trying to talk, even asking her, can I talk? And she keeps talking over him. He's like, oh, look at those boats, beautiful boats out there. I just want to be out there. I just want to be lost out there at the sea. Like, what's wrong with you, Renee? Like, she really has some deep, deep mental issues.
Yeah, no, she's disconnected from reality. But she starts going off about how, like, what hurts me is you telling me that you want to be with me, but I've been with men that turn to heroin and crack and cocaine, and I told you I wanted to move on, and you tell me that I'm the problem. Well, the problem is you, Chidi. The problem is the human race. If I'm such dirt, what do you want with me? A visa?
Yeah, I think poor Chidi, the only thing he wants in life is to go to the United States of America.
You're being
sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I think the only thing he really wants, I mean, I think he would love to see again. But besides that, I think he wants love.
Yeah, he was very honest when he said, if I really wanted a visa, I would have banged this crazy woman. Yeah, he's like, all right, well, I just need to move on. There's no way to make this work.
Yeah, the argument continues, but she's just so aggressive and so rude that Chidi's like, you know what, like, this is over. This is going nowhere. Like, good luck. Goodbye. And Rene is like, this is the worst heartbreak of my life.
Yeah. I wonder if this is it for them. Because we have one more couple that we haven't met yet.
Ooh.
So I wonder if we do a little tag. Swap? Yeah, tag in this other couple.
Yeah, I mean, there is no coming back from this. I don't think so.
No.
There shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be.
So nuts.
There should be.
There is a part of me I just really wish that, well, we'll see. I mean, again, there are rumors that they're not going to be on the tell-all. because you said that to me. She made some racist comments, yeah. which is bad. Obviously, that's bad. If that's the truth, I get it. But I would love to have her on the tell-all.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a nutbag.
Total.
All right. Last
but not least, Tiger Lily and Adnan. Okay. Adnan, I really do think he's super loaded.
So there's been some stories how he owns businesses or something.
He himself or his family?
I don't know. I couldn't get too many details out of it, but apparently Tiger Lily is like, yeah, he's got a lot of money because he models and he owns businesses or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he sends a female driver to pick up Tiger Lily with a bouquet and a letter.
He left a note in the van, which was very romantic.
Yeah, normally she would love it, but she's still mad about a shirtless photo.
Yeah.
So she gets to the hotel. Okay, Adnan, when you try to sprinkle flowers all over, unwrap them, he bought bouquets and just tossed them
no.
on the ground. Yes.
I didn't notice that.
I'm like, why would you just do that? That's
really?
Just weird. Yeah.
Easy cleanup.
I mean, that's for sure, but the aesthetics of it, I get the thought behind it, but...
I missed it.
Just bouquets on the floor.
Well, he had a rose in his hand, and he was kissing and hugging.
Very lovey-dovey.
And he's like, are you ready to make babies, baby?
He's like, baby, I missed you. I missed you so much, baby. But she's so upset over that photo.
Yeah, why are you acting like everything is fine?
Well, she keeps going back to the double standards, which I do agree with. However, I do agree with, but... He keeps bringing up the religion, but this is not a religion. Him posting a shirtless photo has nothing to do with his religion or the fact that he's a man and he can do whatever he wants.
100%. And when she said, what if I got out of the shower and took a photo, would you be upset? He's like, I would kill you, baby. And yes, they get into this equality, double standard conversation. And... He does, or she does, something that no one has done before in the history of 90 Day Fiancé, which is taking it outside of religion.
Yes, I liked it.
And just saying, okay, that's fine. Like, we're going to be equals outside of religion. It's not that, oh, I can do this or you, I can't do this, but you can't. She's like, neither of us. Like, I'll cover up, but you have to cover up as well.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I think that transcends culture. And it's like, okay, we'll play within the confines of your religion, but we're going to create our own norms inside of our relationship, which is fine. I don't need to wear a bikini, but you don't need to go shirtless either.
For sure. I like it. And Adnan keeps saying, well, but I'm a man. But I think he's tired of the arguments. So is she. They want to make some babies. So they made up.
Yeah.
But they have bigger issues to talk about. But babies first.
Yes. So they get working on those babies and let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
All right. That is the episode. Episode 10 of B90 Season 7. Good episode. Loving the season so far. We're also talking about another season in 90 Day. We're talking about 90 Day the Other Way. We're doing it on Patreon and Supercast. If you guys want to hear our thoughts, marriedtoreality.supercast.com, patreon.com/marriedtoreality. Very shortly, we'll be talking about Last Resort over there.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So join us for that. It's ad-free. The Other Way starts at Cousins Club level for audio only, Family Affair for video. We do bonuses every once in a while. We just did a Halloween bonus, which was fun. Mm-hmm. There's chatter about a Thanksgiving or a holiday bonus.
We may or may not be in costume.
Something in the works over there. Yeah, so join us on Patreon. Join us on Supercast. Also follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. You can see what we dressed up for Halloween over there. You can call in, share your thoughts on the episodes. We love hearing from you guys. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the previews for the next episode because Tiger Lily is putting on a bathing suit.
Wow. And I'm tuning in. So Yes, smash like it's as hot as that. And if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. We're getting to that holiday season where it's...
This is the season.
It's the most wonderful gift you could give is a beautiful review. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right, that is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
Sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.